Ronald Reagan is among the most puzzling of presidents. Was he an ideologue or a pragmatist, a great man or a dunce? People still disagree, and we may never know the truth because, even before the onset of his Alzheimer's disease, Reagan rarely revealed much. According to Edmund Morris, who served as Reagan's authorized biographer and had unparalleled access, "After 3 or 4 meetings, I realized that culturally he was a yahoo and extremely unresponsive in conversation. When you asked him a question about himself, it was like dropping a stone into a well and not hearing a splash." Yet Reagan's politics, his conservatism, made such a splash in the waters of America that its ripples are still being felt today. Reagan was a hands-off president. Like Ulysses S. Grant, he left most of the details up to his staff, preferring instead to focus on large themes such as small government and low taxes. During his presidency, his lack of detailed knowledge often got him into trouble and made him appear stupid. During the Iran-Contra scandal, for instance, he was forced to admit that he had no idea National Security Council staff were illegally selling arms to Iran and diverting profits to the Nicaraguan Contras. With the passage of time, however, these details have faded, and Americans now recall mostly the grand themes in which he excelled and their personal fondness for the man. Few recall that his tax cuts produced budget deficits that tripled the national debt. Instead, they remember that he ended the Cold War, largely by spending the Russians into submission, and even more importantly, they associate his presidency with the emotional message of his most famous campaign commercial, "It's Morning in America," which implied that after decades of languor and stagnation, the country was finally moving forward again. It's no coincidence that nearly all of President Reagan's policies have been abandoned, but none can dispute his greatness as a tireless cheerleader for American democratic values. He made Americans feel proud about themselves again and renewed people's faith in their national institutions. Ambitious achievements for any president.